Hello, everybody. This is Brandon T, and I want to take a few moments to show you the coolest thing that Microsoft has to offer. I think it's, in my opinion, it's the coolest thing that Microsoft could have ever done. It's called Microsoft OneDrive. So before we get started, I hope everything is going well for all of you, hope everything is great, and so I'd just like to take this moment to introduce you to Microsoft OneDrive. This used to be called SkyDrive. Now please do forgive me, I'm still a little bit sick as I record this, but I'll do the best as I can. So to begin with, I'm going to go ahead and just tell you how I'm going to be demonstrating this for you. I'm using NVDA on a Windows Vista computer, running with Mozilla Firefox and other programs. So what you need to use this, just so that you're aware, is you need to have set up a Microsoft account with your email address, and you need to decide a password that you'll want. If you're using Windows 8 with a Microsoft account, if you sign into your computer that way, you can use the same account for OneDrive. In fact, Windows 8 has a OneDrive app available. I've never tried it, but I know that there is one available, so you can go ahead and use that. There's also a desktop version of OneDrive available for Windows. I believe it runs under Windows 7 and 8. I do not believe that it runs under Vista. So I'm going to demonstrate this for you using Mozilla Firefox. I think it works with Internet Explorer too, given that it's given that Microsoft has this, but I prefer Firefox because of its accessibility. So I've set up a Microsoft account, and I have it set up to remember my username and password and to sign me in. So I'm going to open up Mozilla Firefox now. If you have trouble hearing my speech, I apologize. I don't have the best microphone set up on this computer, but I'll do the best I can, and we'll see how this goes. Alright, here we go. So, I'm going to adjust the volume on the speaker. I'll see how this is. I'm going to go to the start menu. I've slowed down the voice a little bit.
The start menu, start search, edit, blank.
It says start menu, start search, edit blank. I'm going to just type in the letter M.
M.
And I'm going to down arrow.
M. From the new list, Windows Media Player Plus 17. My HD 7 zip carried column compute create device HD IE submarket mic search and research re-input start button.
Sorry. Start. I'm just going to type in the word Mozilla.
M-O-Z-I-L-L-A.
And check my results with down arrow.
Mozilla, from the new list, HTTP, Mozilla Firefox 1 on 5.
Okay, I had to up arrow there, but I'm on Firefox, and I'm going to press enter.
Taskbar. Mozilla Firefox.
Okay, we're in Firefox, and I'm going to make sure I'm positioned on the
Mozilla Firefox frame read only.
I'm going to make sure I'm positioned on the location bar. There's multiple terms for that, so I'm just going to use location bar for this. So I'm going to tab.
Navigation toolbar, search using Google combo box.
And I'm going to shift tab back.
Search or enter address combo box collapsed. Editor autocomplete, blank.
Okay. The direct link to OneDrive, everything that Microsoft has is part of live.com. So I'm going to type in OneDrive. That's O-N-E.
O-N-E.
So that's Oscar November, Echo. Now Drive, Delta, Romeo, Indio, Victor, and Echo. So D-R-I-V-E.
D-R-I-V-E.
Dot.
Dot.
Live, L-I-V-E.
L-I-V-E.
Dot.
Dot.
C-O-M, that's Charlie Oscar Mike.
C-O-M.
Enter. I'm going to press enter now to go to the website.
Busy, about colon blank document, busy, about colon blank, Microsoft OneDrive access files anywhere, create docs with FreeOffice online, document busy, https://onedrive.live.com/document, Microsoft OneDrive document busy, banner landmark navigation landmark visited link Microsoft OneDrive.
So here we are. I'm gonna, I think it's gonna ask me to sign in, so I'm gonna down arrow.
List with four items, link download, link land, link business, link support, outer list with two items visited, link sign up, visited link sign in.
Here's the sign in link, I'm gonna press enter.
Edit, blank.
Okay, here, if I go into browse mode with the NVDA key and the space bar.
Outer list, type the email address on the account you would like to use with OneDrive. Edit.
So, I just down arrowed into that edit box, and I'm going to type in the email address I want to use.
Speak type characters off.
Now I'm going to press tab.
Next visited link.
Next visited link, it says. I'm going to press enter.
OneDrive document, Microsoft account, what's this, editor's autocomplete, selected.
Okay, now it's asking me for my Microsoft account. It's offering the correct email address, because when you enter your email address in the previous step, it will go ahead and use that, because your Microsoft account is basically your email address, I believe, that you use to sign up with. So, I'm going to press tab.
Password edit protected, selected.
Okay, my password is in there.
Keep me signed in checkbox not checked.
And I'm not gonna check that at this point. I might later, but I'm just gonna leave that unchecked for now. And I'm gonna press tab one more time.
Sign in button.
And here's the sign in button. I'm gonna press enter to load my OneDrive account.
Finds OneDrive document. Clickable, heading level 1, link OneDrive.
Okay, we're signed in now. I've been using OneDrive lately to create spreadsheets. But, you might want to use, you might want to write just a regular document. So, you can go ahead and do that. To do that, what you're gonna do is you're gonna down arrow.
Heading level 1 menu button collapsed submenu clickable more services.
More services. You don't want that option. That's at the top of every page. So if you go down one more time, if you just press the down arrow key one more time.
Menu button collapsed submenu clickable create.
It tells us that this is a menu button, meaning that you can press enter on it. So when it says that it's collapsed, it basically means that the menu is closed. So, what you're going to have to do, if you're used to Google Drive, there's a slight change here in how you have to do this. But basically what you do is you first want to go into focus mode in NVDA. Focus mode is all it is it just makes NVDA basically... ignore anything that you press. So for example, if I were to press the letter E right now, it would try to find an edit area where I can type in text that I want to type. But if I use focus mode in NVDA, it will type the letter E into an edit box or let you move around a menu or a list of items or anything. So the reason that we do that is because then we get a nice menu that you can just up and down arrow through. So I'm gonna hold down the NVDA key, and I'm gonna press space. You'll hear the little, the beeping sound that tells me that I'm in focus mode. Now, I can press down arrow.
List documents one-on-one.
That's not where I want to be. Hold on one second, if you don't mind, please.
Heading level 1 menu button collapsed submenu clickable more services. Menu button collapsed submenu clickable create.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Okay, so I went into focus mode after I heard it say create, just like I told you before. But now, instead of down arrowing right away, I'm actually going to press enter. The reason you have to press enter after finding create is because that's telling the website that you want to open the menu. It's equivalent to basically taking your mouse and doing that. So you want to press enter to open the menu.
Expanded.
Now you hear NVDA say expanded. That means that the menu is now open. Now if we press the arrow keys, we will have a nice menu that we can up and down arrow through. And then when we get to the item we want, we can just press enter. I will show this to you right now, and we will create a new document that we can write in. So I'm going to press down arrow.
List, folder one-on-one.
You can create a new folder there.
Word document one-on-one.
Word document, I'm going to press enter.
About colon blank document busy, about colon blank document busy, https://one.blank.com/create.asks/sid=888/393/8000/283/8 and parity=root=nd=w. Document 1.docx Microsoft Word online document busy, I frame about colon blank, Word online, editing area, control F6 to leave, alt shift for accessibility help, document editable, paragraph editable.
Wow, alright. Well, I haven't worked with Word Online very much. It's certainly appearing to be more accessible than Excel Online. However, I'm just going to type, hello, everybody. I am doing a test of...
Paragraph editable. Hello, everybody. I am doing a test of...
I'm doing a test of Microsoft Word Online now.
.e.space.
It doesn't tell me that the line's blank.
Hello, hello, .space.
But.
Paragraph editable, blank.
I just press enter to go to a new line.
Blank.
And if I.
Paragraph editable, hello, paragraph editable, blank.
If I down arrow, it will tell me, you know, paragraph editable blank. So now let's explore what we can do here. It said there was a key for accessibility help. I was unfortunately not paying attention to that, so I'm going to try a few things. Shift H.
Firefox help page 1 of 8.
Nope, that's not it. Alright.
Word online, editing area, control F6 to leave, alt shift for accept.
Oh, thank you. Alt shift and the letter A.
Alert, Firefox prevented this site from opening a pop-up window. Option, paragraph edit.
So,
paragraph editable, blank.
It's telling me that it prevented it from opening a pop-up window, so I'm going to press control F6 real quick.
Status not move up about 11 words total button rest word count.
There's the word count.
None known. Document 1.docx micro. Browser tabs move up. Tab control. Document 1. Manage search. Alert Firefox prevented this site from opening a pop-up window. Options button alt plus on.
I'm going to press the space bar on the options button.
Menu.
Here's a standard menu.
Allow pop-ups for OneDrive.line.com P103.
OneDrive is safe.
Edit pop-up. Don't close.
So,
allow pop-ups.
I'm going to press enter on the allow pop-ups for OneDrive.live.com option.
Document 1.docx Microsoft Word Online document. Word Online. Document 1.docx Microsoft Word Online Mozilla Firefox. Unknown. Document 1.docx Microsoft Word Online Mozilla Firefox. Document 1.docx Microsoft Word Online document. Word Online.
Okay, now.
Word Online. Word Online.
I should be able to.
Browser tabs to. Document.
Let's see.
Word online. Status bar toolbar. About 11 words toggle button pressed. Word count. Ribbon 2. Tab control. Home tabs. Editing area. Control it. Status bar. Editing area.
Okay, I'm gonna press Alt, Shift, and the letter A again.
Mozilla Firefox busy. About colon blank document busy. About colon blank. Accessibility features in office online support document busy. Clickable panel.
I'm happy about that. I'm gonna press the letter H to go to the heading.
Main landmark accessibility features in.
And we'll just read through this real quick.
Remember that office online programs run in your web browser, and they work a little differently than the office desktop programs you might be familiar with. For example, you need to switch from reading new to editing new when you want to edit. When you create a new document, office online programs open in editing new, but when you open a file by following a link, for example, office online programs open in reading new. To switch to editing new, press tab until you get to the edit command, and then choose the command for editing. A couple of other differences to keep in mind. List with one item bullet. Office online programs do not have accelerator keys, so pressing and holding the Alt key does nothing. Item list. List with one item bullet instead of F6. Use Ctrl plus F6 to move between the command driven and the content on your document. Item list in this article.
So basically what that said there about Ctrl F6 was that if you have used Office 07, 2010, or anything like that before, if you press F6 to go to the ribbon and other things, that will not work in Office Online. The reason for that, I believe, is that in a web browser program like Firefox or Internet Explorer, if you press the F6 key on your keyboard, it will take you to the address bar. And so they probably had to use another keyboard command for that, sorry. I'll keep reading this a little bit, if that's okay, please. All right, here we go. I'll just show you a little bit more of this because the accessibility features are pretty cool. I mean, this is looking pretty nice.
List with four items bullet. Link accessible new in Word Online and PowerPoint Online. Bullet. Link keyboard shortcuts. Bullet. Link using screen readers. Bullet. Link more information.
Now, I'm very happy that there's a section here that specifically explains how to use it with a screen reader. In fact, I'd like to jump to that section by pressing the letter H.
Item list accessible new in keyboard using screen reader heading level 2.
And now I will press down arrow because I'm on the heading that says using screen readers.
Here are some tips for using various screen readers in Office Online. Don't press Insert plus Z to turn off Virtual PC Cursor Mode. Windows 9 press Ctrl plus Shift plus A to turn off Browse Mode. Windows Narrator for Narrator Tips and Tricks, see. Link using Windows Narrator in Office Online. Heading level 2 more information.
So there's nothing for NVDA, but I am really happy that they have something for Windows Narrator because Narrator is so good in Windows 8. I am very happy that it can support Office Online. So let's read the keyboard shortcuts. To get back there, I'm going to hold down the Shift key and press the letter H until I hear keyboard shortcuts.
Using screen readers heading level 2. Keyboard shortcuts heading level 2.
I'm going to now press down arrow.
Many features and commands are available directly by using the keyboard. You can press the Tab key and Shift plus Tab to move back and forth between elements on any page. You can also find keyboard shortcuts for many commands. For more information, see the following topics. Link keyboard shortcuts in Word Online.
Let's press Enter here.
Visited. Keyboard shortcuts in Word Online Office Online document. Click.
I'm now going to press the letter H again.
Main landmark keyboard shortcuts in Word Online heading level 1.
Here it is, the keyboard shortcuts in Word Online, and it's a heading level 1.
The keyboard shortcuts that are described in this help topic refer to the U.S. keyboard layout.
And I pressed down arrow to start reading that. I'll continue to press down arrow.
Keys on other layouts might not correspond exactly to the keys on a U.S. keyboard. For keyboard shortcuts in which you press two or more keys simultaneously, the keys to press are separated by a plus sign plus, for keyboard shortcuts in which you press one key immediately. Followed by another key, the keys to press are separated by a comma. To print this topic, press Ctrl plus E. To search in this topic, press Ctrl plus F, type the search text in the box, and then press Enter. Heading level 2 Microsoft Word Online keyboard shortcuts. Keyboard shortcuts in Word Online are very similar to keyboard shortcuts in Microsoft Word. The keyboard shortcuts listed in this article are the most common tasks in Word Online. For a list on keyboard shortcuts in Microsoft Word 2013, see link keyboard shortcuts for Microsoft Word. Heading level 3 Reading View. Table with 8 rows and 2 columns. Row 1, column 1 to-do list.
Okay, here's the table of keyboard shortcuts. To navigate this table, I'm going to use Control, Alt, and the left, right, up, and down arrow keys. So I'm on row 1, column 1 right now. And let's explore this a little bit. It says to do this. That's the first column in the row. It's called a row header. And the reason it's called a row header is because there is a description of, you know, every column one below this, like every column one below this row, is going to have something listed. So if I press Alt Control right arrow,
column two press.
Press means, okay, this is the keyboard shortcut that you're going to have to press. If I try to go right again,
edge on table, press.
It tells me that I'm at the edge of the table, meaning that there are not any more columns to the right, so I have to go back to the left.
Column 1 to do list.
And I did that with Control Alt. I'm sorry, I did that with Control Alt left arrow.
Edge.
Now, I'm going to press Alt Control down arrow to go to the next row. I will now be in row 2, column 1.
Row 2 total immune that is accessible to screen reader software and to keyboard selection on content requires PDF reader.
So this is like to go to a view that can be used by the screen reader, if I understood that correctly. Let's see what the keyboard command to do this is. I'm going to press Control Alt right arrow.
Press column 2 tab to generate more accessible new window command, enter.
So basically it says tab until we get to this button that says generate accessible view, and then you press enter there. I haven't seen that, probably just because I haven't explored it enough. But let's keep going down. I just pressed Alt Control left arrow to go back to the first column, and it says I'm at the edge of the table again, because there are only two columns per row. I'm now going to press Alt Control down arrow again.
Row 3, find text.
Find text.
Press column 2, Control plus F or F3.
Okay, either you can press Control and the letter F, as in Foxtrot, or you can press the F3 key. So, I'm going to go back to the left now.
To do this, column 1, find text.
Now I'm just going to keep going down the table with Alt Control down arrow until I find a key that is interesting, or until I find a command that's interesting, and then I will go to the right and we will see how to do that.
Row 4, hide the search pane. Row 5, switch to zoom control. Row 6, switch to page number control. Row 7, go to a specific page. Row 8, print. Edge on table, print.
So let's say we want to go to a specific page, or to a certain page. I'm going to press Alt Control up arrow to go back up to that one.
Row 7, go to a specific page.
Go to a specific page. Now I'm going to press Control Alt and the right arrow key to see what the keyboard shortcut is.
Press column 2, type page number in page number control.
Well, that's I wasn't expecting that. Let's actually, what I'm going to do now is I want to see how well that works. So, I don't know if this is a new window or not.
Document 1 dot dot.
Oh, it is. Okay. So, there's a new window that was open here, so I'm going to press Alt and the F4 key. That's a standard Windows command to close a program. So I'm going to do that. I'm holding down Alt, and I'm going to press the F4 key, and then I'm going to release the Alt key.
document1.docx Microsoft Word Online Mozilla Firefox Word Online Editing Area Control F6 Terrain Alt Shift for Accessibility Help Document Editable.
Now.
Paragraph Editable Blank. Paragraph Editable. Hello everybody.
Now. Okay. So there's a page number edit box. So first we want to leave the document area. So as the instructions there said, I'm going to hold down Control, and I'm going to press the F6 key.
Status bar toolbar, about 11 words, toggle button, rest, word count.
Now I can left and right arrow, I think. I'm going to try and tab, actually.
EnglishU.S, button set language. Help improve office bar, word online. Word English, the map. Editing area, Control F6 to lean, Alt, ribbon toolbar, list, status bar.
I'm not sure why I can't access this status bar too well.
About 11 words, toggle button, rest, focus, word count. Status bar toolbar, about.
Now I'm in focus mode. So I should.
Application clickable toolbar button EnglishU.S. Button help improve button help it button button toolbar clickable hello Henry. Clickable toolbar toggle.
There must not
ribbon toolbar
be a page number item there. So let's see if I can find it on the ribbon.
OneDrive link visited. List on Microsoft. Document one button rename file. Share button. Sign out link. Help button. Tab control, on tab selected one-on-one. Insert.
So to move across the ribbon, this is another thing that is not quite the same. To go between the tabs on the ribbon, you actually have to press tab. You're not able to use the arrow keys for some reason. I'm not sure why that is.
Page layout tab,
but
review tab, new tab.
I'm going to guess
review.
That page number is on the review tab. So I'm going to try pressing enter.
Remove property page, spelling grouping, spelling spelling menu button, submenu spelling. Comments grouping, delete button, previous button, next button unavailable. Show comments top, tab control, remove tab.
Or maybe I can't go to a page because there's only one page in the document. Let's look at the spell checker.
Page in, point, file button, help button, sign, share button, document, share, help button, tab. Tell me what you comment, delete button on a mail. Spelling grouping, spelling spelling menu button, submenu spelling.
Here we go. Now, it's a menu button. So if I press enter.
Menu, list, spelling button.
Another menu.
Set grouping language button.
I'm just down arrowing.
Spelling button. Set grouping language button.
Except these are kind of menu item buttons. It's kind of both. But basically, I'm still pressing up arrow and down arrow, just like normal. So I'm going to go to the option that says spelling and press enter.
Spelling button.
It says spelling button. Now I'm going to press enter.
Microsoft Word Online dialog spell check complete. No mistakes were found. OK button.
So that read just like a normal dialog box. It said that the spell check is complete and that no mistakes were found. OK. So that's great. I'm happy to know that that worked. Now, the last thing I want to show you in this part, there'll be probably a part two to this podcast, is I want to show you how to rename the file and also where it is stored. So I'm going to press enter to go out of this window that says the spell check is completed.
Ribbon toolbar, tab control.
Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to shift tab,
page layout tab, insert, on tab
until I hear document 1 button rename file.
File button, help button, sign out with share document 1 button rename file.
There it is. To rename the file, I press enter. I'm going to press the enter key now.
Rename file edit, selected document 1.
Now I'm going to press backspace.
1.
That just cleared the selection. It only said 1 because that's kind of what it deleted, but it did delete the whole selection. So I want to call this document podcast test. So I'm going to type that in. And I'm going to press enter.
Podcast test button remain fine.
Okay, there we go. Now, at this point, I haven't found a good way to get back never mind. Okay, so to close Word Online, if you're using Firefox, it opens in a new tab. So, if you want, you can just use the command in Firefox to close the current tab. The command to do that is if you hold down the control key, and if you press the letter W, that closes the current tab. In that case, it closed Word Online. Now I'm back in my OneDrive account, and we can see where that file is. So, I just went back into browse mode because it still had me in focus mode where I could have created something else from before. So, I'm going to press down arrow.
Mode file selected. Button open. Button shift. Button embed. Menu button collapse. Submenu. Clear terminal managed. Button clear selection.
I'm going to press clear selection.
File OneDrive mode.
There we go. Whoops. Sorry.
Edit menu, button upload, mode, menu, button collapse, submenu, clear turtle open, button download, button shift.
What is this looking at?
Button collapse, submenu, clear turtle manage, link button, toggle button messaging, button option, menu, button collapse, submenu, clear turtle random key, clear turtle edit, set button, clear turtle link files, clear turtle link recent docs, clear turtle link all photos.
So I'm going to click this link here that says files, and that will make sure I'm in the files list. You won't hear it say anything, but it did click, so I'm just going to keep going down. You'll still see these links here, but that's okay. So I have 14.9 gigabytes out of 15 gigs available. It's quite a bit of space if you just use it for like documents, but you can also upload like programs and music to this thing. It's basically like your own flash drive in the cloud or online, if you want to think about it that way. That's completely up to you. That's your choice. It doesn't matter. I'm gonna press down arrow. Yes, that's your choice. So here's the recycle bin link. I'm going to press down arrow again.
Link get more storage.
Get more storage.
Link get OneDrive apps.
Get OneDrive apps. The next time I press down arrow, I should go to the list.
List.
There it is. What I'm going to do to get into the list is I'm going to press enter. That put me in focus mode, and I'm now going to press the down arrow key.
Podcast head.
Oh!
Documents one-on-one.
So what this did is it put the file in my main OneDrive area. It's not in a folder. It'd be like if I were to put this on the top of my C drive, so it's not in a folder. Like, it's just there on the... It's just on the C drive itself. So, to open this...
Podcast test one-on-one.
I'm going to press enter.
About colon blank document busy. About colon blank. Podcast test dot dot x Microsoft Word Online document busy. I frame about colon blank. Word Online. Edit area. Control F6 Terlin. Alt Shift for accessibility L. Document editable. Paragraph editable. Blank.
And I should be able to read this. I'll press Control Home.
Paragraph editable. Hello everybody. I am doing a test on Microsoft Word Online.
So there it is.
E-H.
I can edit this. I just inserted a new line.
Paragraph editable test.
So there you go. My changes are also automatically saved. And we can press Control with the letter W now to close.
I'm one.
So I just was back in focus mode there and I just went out of it. So that will conclude the first part of the OneDrive and Microsoft Word Online podcast. There will probably be a part two as well, and I plan to cover creating a file in another folder, deleting files from a folder, and emptying the recycle bin. So you can you'll probably see that sometime soon if I have time. I've been doing other things lately, but I will definitely do my best to recording that second part for you. And I hope that you really, I hope that you enjoyed this podcast, and I did this because it's really nice, because the editing in this is a lot nicer to me than it is in Google Drive, because in here, this is just like you're editing on Word, and so you have a lot of the commands like up and down arrow, and it does say paragraph and all that when you're trying to arrow down, which is something that's, it's noticeable, and it might become, irritating, maybe, but I definitely am pleased with the accessibility that NVDA has with this, considering that OneDrive isn't used as much as Google Docs, so I'm really happy to see that that's working as well as it is. So, thank you very much for listening, and I hope that you have an awesome day. Thank you so much.
When